Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome and thank our respected investors and analysts for joining PT Bank Danamon Indonesia Tbk's Investor and Analyst Briefing, First Half 2025 Financial Result. Today, I will be your host, and please allow me to quickly introduce myself. My name is Marcella Tanamas, Investor Relations of Bank Danamon. I would like to welcome and introduce Danamon's Board of Directors, Chief Financial Officer, and also President Director of our subsidiary, Adira Finance, who have joined from their respective locations. Bapak Daisuke Ejima, President Director. Bapak Honggo Wijoyo Kang Masto, Vice President Director.
Sore.
Bapak Heri Hikmanto, Syariah and Sustainability Finance Director.
Selamat sore.
Ibu Rita Mirasari, Compliance Director.
Selamat sore.
Bapak Dadi Budiana, Risk Management Director. Bapak Thomas Sudarma, Enterprise Banking and Financial Institution Director.
Amin.
Ibu Yeni Siswanto, IT and Digital Director. Ibu Teresia Adriana Wijaya, Chief Financial Officer.
Selamat sore.
Bapak I. Dewa Made Susila, President Director of PT Adira Dinamika Multi Finance Tbk.
Selamat sore.
We also would like to welcome Danamon's Board of Management, who have joined from their respective locations. Before we begin the CEO's presentation, let's first take a moment to look at video of Danamon Group showcasing our synergy and collaboration to grow as a financial group.
Jika ingin melangkah cepat, berjalanlah sendiri. Namun, jika ingin melangkah jauh, harus ada yang menemani. Memang tidak mudah menemukan partner yang ideal, yang paham saat perjalanan masih panjang dan usaha masih penuh tantangan. Sejalan dengan visi kami untuk membantu jutaan orang mencapai kesejahteraan, kami hadir menjadi mitra keuangan terpercaya. Dengan pengalaman lebih dari 60 tahun, Danamon didukung oleh jaringan global dan lokal dari MUFG sebagai perusahaan induk yang merupakan salah satu grup jasa keuangan terbesar di dunia, memperkokoh kompetensi kami melalui jaringan bank mitra, Vietin Bank, Security Bank, dan Grocery Bank. Bersama grup perusahaan serta mitra strategisnya, Danamon berkomitmen terus bertransformasi sebagai satu grup finansial guna menjadi mitra keuangan terpercaya yang berorientasi pada pelanggan dan selalu berinovasi. Bersama anak perusahaannya Adira Finance, kami berkomitmen memajukan ekosistem otomotif di Indonesia dan mendukung di sektor pembiayaan untuk beragam merek dan produk. Bergabungnya Mandala Finance melalui akuisisi dari MUFG dan Adira Finance mengokohkan kapabilitas serta memperluas akses layanan keuangan kami kepada masyarakat di seluruh Indonesia yang tersebar dari Aceh hingga Papua. Bersama Home Credit Indonesia, perusahaan pembiayaan berbasis teknologi dengan jangkauan mitra toko tersebar di 221 kota di Indonesia, Danamon dan grupnya memberikan kelegaan dalam membangun masa depan. Bersama Zurich Asuransi Indonesia sebagai penyedia jasa asuransi terkemuka, Danamon dan grupnya berkomitmen melindungi Anda. Mitra strategis Danamon dan grupnya turut hadir melengkapi kemudahan dalam bertransaksi. Dengan kekuatan Danamon bersama MUFG, grup perusahaan serta mitra strategisnya, kami siap menjadi rantai pemasok keuangan untuk memberikan dukungan finansial menyeluruh di berbagai sektor. Keuangan berkelanjutan merupakan bagian tak terpisahkan dari pertumbuhan kami. Nilai berkelanjutan ini penting bagi kita dan kesejahteraan masyarakat. Dengan sepenuh hati, kami menjunjung tinggi nilai BISA, yaitu berkolaborasi, integritas, sigap melayani, dan adaptif. Kepercayaan Anda membawa kami menjadi grup finansial dengan rekam jejak yang diakui di kancah nasional dan internasional Untuk itu, Danamon bersama MUFG dan grup perusahaan serta mitra strategisnya berkomitmen untuk selalu bertransformasi sebagai satu grup finansial guna menjadi mitra keuangan terpercaya yang berorientasi pada pelanggan dan selalu berinovasi menghadirkan solusi finansial menyeluruh demi memenuhi kebutuhan para nasabah, pemegang saham, karyawan, dan regulator agar kita dapat tumbuh dan mencapai tujuan finansial bersama. Tumbuh bersama Danamon Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we present the detail of PT Bank Danamon Indonesia TBK's financial results for first half 2025, I would like to invite Bapak Daisuke Ejima as our President Director to deliver his remarks, highlighting the progress of our key strategies. Pak Ejima, the screen is yours.
Thank you, Masera. Good afternoon, all respected investors and analysts who are kindly covering Danamon. We truly appreciate all the support throughout the year. Among all management names who were introduced before, we have two new members that I would like to upfront highlight. Firstly, Ibu Yeni Siswanto, new IT and digital director, started from this past March. We also have Ibu Teresia Edriana, new CFO, who will cover more details of performance of first half of Danamon after my presentation. So let me touch on the key highlight of our activities during the first 6 months plus. Page three, please. You can see some macroeconomic key indicators highlighting Indonesian economic situations. Overall, sentiment-wise, we were having a sort of cautious sentiment. GDP growth is expected to go under 5%. PMI, Purchase Managers Index, is also below 50. Right side bottom, mortgage finance area, two-wheelers, four-wheelers are still seeing minus growth. That leading the left side bottom, banking industry, although it's still growing in terms of lending and funding, but the growth rate is gradually seeing downward trend. Next page, please. Danamon's key strategy will continue to be the same. We grow as a financial group, and we remain focused in building strong foundation for Danamon to continue deliver the sustainable business growth and the line of business. We have set 3 year strategies based on four key pillar line of business: enterprise banking and FI, covering large corporate segment, SME, consumer, and Adira Finance. Three strategic themes we have been pursuing since 2024 until 26. Those are dominant in ecosystem. Number two, unique MUFG proposition we would like to leverage. And thirdly, data analytics and process improvement we want to pursue. There are several key highlights on right side in terms of first half financials. Lending plus 6%, funding plus 10%, NPAT plus 12%. Most of these are showing a good trend, and detail will come again after me from new CFO, Ibu Teresia. Next page. Next two pages, I would like to highlight some key areas. Firstly, the strategic themes of targeted ecosystem. One of them is definitely automotive, which we have Adira Finance as a large subsidiary. There's auto retail financing synergy between Danamon and Adira, what we call the products KPM Prima. This is primarily the automobile loan sold through our Danamon branches. We saw a good growth, plus 58% year-on-year growth. We also introduced special package and red carpet program for particular privileged customers so that we can shorten the credit process of this auto loan. We also continuing to support the overall Indonesia International Motor Show, IIMS 2025 in Jakarta and Surabaya. With regard to data analytics and process improvement, we are making steady steps. We are trying to collaborate with a few key startup companies. Here we show pictures of six estates to enhance the credit process model through the Gen AI. Bottom part, we are showing the milestone activities with regard to the financial conglomerations. Recently, we received the OJK approval so that Danamon will be the operating holding company, operating financial holding company under MEFG Group in Indonesia. Financial conglomerate members under Danamon will include Adira Finance, Mandara Finance, and Home Credit Indonesia. In line with this initiative and strategies, we recently announced the merger between Adira Finance and Mandara Finance. Currently, we all obtained the necessary approval and having the execution phase. Legal day one will be expected in 1st of October this year. Right side, we also started a new collaboration between Home Credit Indonesia, iPhone 16 campaign in Indonesia, so that we can support each other through the customer activities. Next page, please. Here we are showing some core foundation building activities. Left side are mobile banking applications, which is DBank Pro. We recently upgraded to DBank Pro version 2.0. We have newer design. We have 360-degree portfolio dashboard. We also are having the 24 hours, 7 days FX transaction that will cater the ease of the users. We will continue to brush up this mobile application so that we will maintain this competitiveness in the market. We also continue the branch transformation since 2 years ago. Now, first half, we finished 16 additional branches. Total so far 110 branches we newly transformed. So about one third of our branches are already moved to this new transformation style. We also recently had the Danamon 69th anniversary in this month, and coincide with this opportunity, we launched new concept of Danamon on Wheels, which is the mobile branch to support the local activities in Indonesia. We also enhanced the co-event and co-based activities among all MEFG group companies, namely Danamon, Adira, Zurich, Home Credit, and MEFGs. We will continue to enhance those group collaborations so that we will make our services unique. Now, I would like to invite Ibteresia, Danamon CFO, for the performance update of first half 2025. Ibteresia, please.
Thank you, Pak Ijima. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me continue on the financial highlight. On the left table, our loan and trade finance grew by 6% year on year, with higher loan growth from wholesale lending by 13%. While retail lending decreased by 2% due to slowing down on the automotive industry. Bottom left table showing the healthy asset quality with loan at risk improved by 2.1% year on year to 9.1%. And has consistently improved since last year, with NPL coverage improved by 16% to 279.2%, while the gross NPL improving from 2.2% to 1.8%. On the top right table, June 25 showing third-party deposit, which grew by 10% year-on-year to 160.1 trillion rupiah, with 2% increase on our granular funding. On the bottom right table showing our operating income, which relatively flat year-on-year, and NPAT of 1.6 trillion increased by 12% year-on-year. Next, please. On the balance sheet, showing our total asset grew by 8% year-on-year to 251.5 trillion rupiah, which mainly from the loan and trade finance grew by 6%. While GoFees decreased by 7%. To support our loan growth, our funding grew by 6%, supported by strong CASA grew by 4%, and TD grew by 15%, while borrowing and long-term funding in Adira Finance declined by 21%, in line with the declining of the loan in Adira Finance. Next, please. On the profit and loss, Danamon recorded consolidated NPAT of 1.6 trillion rupiah, grew by 12% year on year, mostly supported by better non-interest income, increased by 1%, and improvement in the credit cost with lower COC by 16%, while the PPOP declined by 4%, mostly from the higher cost of fund and operating expense. Next, please. On the key financial ratio, our risk-adjusted NIM is stable at 4.8% compared to last year, while cost-to-income year-on-year increased by 1.5% to 56.3%, which remained the same with for Q24. Compared to Q4 2024, our CASA ratio is better by 2.2% from 41.7% to 43.9%. Although year-on-year, it is lower by 2.1%. Our RIM lower by 1.1% from 99.8% to 98.7%. We have the ample liquidity. Healthy on our asset quality showing from the better NPAT growth by 40 bps year-on-year to 1.8% and higher loan loss coverage by 16 percentage point higher year-on-year to 279.2%. Return on asset was stable year-on-year at 1.3%, while return on equity improved by 40 bps. Our CAR is strong at 25.9%. Next, please. This is to show our funding, liquidity, and capital. As explained in the beginning, our granular funding increased by 2%, mainly from the CASA. In terms of the liquidity, as shown on the right upper table, LCR, NSFR, and LDR are steady. Our capital strong is still strong. Almost 100% of our Tier 1 capital refer to the left bottom table, with the strong CAR at 24% for bank only, and then 25.9% on the consolidated CAR. Next, please. As mentioned earlier, our loan and trade finance grew by 6% year-on-year, supported by double-digit growth across segment. EBFI grew by 13%, SME banking 11%, and consumer banking 15%, while Adira Finance was declined by 7%. On the top left table, showing the lending composition, which largely from the EBFI around 48%. Followed by Adira Finance 28%, SME and consumer banking around 13% and 11% respectively. Lending by sector on the bank only, mainly dominated in the household trading, manufacturing, financial intermediaries and agriculture, forestry and fisheries. While the lending for by purpose bank only, mainly from the working capital loan around 56%. Next, please. On the Adira Finance, industry trend of two-wheeler in 5 months 2025 declined to minus 2.4%, while Adira Finance sales performance from first half 24 to 5 month 25 was declined to minus 22.3%. Industry trend on the four-wheeler in the 5 month 2025 declined by 5.5%, while other financial performance from first half 24 to 5 month 25 was declined, and at 5 month 24 is minus 47.3%. New financing of Idera Finance year-on-year lower by 19% compared with the first half 24 due to the weakening auto industry, which mainly from the four-wheeler and two-wheeler, while our MPL multi-purpose loan was higher of 4%. In terms of the outstanding loan, the total loans reduced by 7% year-on-year, mainly in the four-wheeler auto loans lower by 15%, two-wheelers lower by 5%, which partially netted off with the higher multi-purpose loan, which higher by 11%. Next, please. On the revenue structure, it remains steady. Our operating income grew by 1%. From higher non-interest income, which mainly dominated by treasury fee, grew by 32%. Credit-related fee, bank-only, quite stable, while Adira Finance lower by 8% in line with the lower financing. Non-credit fee from the banca and wealth management year-on-year lower by 20%, while cash management and other increased by 24%. Next, please. This is showing the consistent improvement in our asset quality by maintaining the healthy asset quality as reflected in the Danamon ratio as below, better NPL and SM ratio refer to the top left table, better loan at risk refer to the bottom left table, and then we also maintain the NPL coverage ratio at 279.2% in June 25. Higher compared with the June 24 of 263.2%. Better COC by 60 bips year on year, whereby the composition of COC was 12% from Danamon and then 88% from Adira Finance. I think that's all the update on the financial highlight of first half 2025. I will hand over to Marcella for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Pak Ijima and Ibu Teresia, for your presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's the time for us to start the Q&A session. Please write down your name, company, and questions on the chat box menu, and I will read the questions. While waiting for the incoming questions, let's have a look at quick videos of our recent campaigns.
Gak perlu berlebihan buat dapat lebihnya jalan-jalan. Karena cukup dengan Danamon Lebih Pro, kamu bisa kelola berbagai mata uang dalam satu tabungan. Rate falas yang berani diadu. Hemat biaya tarik tunai di luar negeri. Jalan-jalan lebih bebas dengan fitur contactless dan bebas biaya konversi. Transaksi lebih nyaman, langsung ganti sesuai mata uang tujuan. Dan ada cashback 5% setiap belanja di luar negeri. Pengalaman trip jadi lebih maksimal karena dapat banyak penawaran. Berlebihan? Enggak kok, ini enggak dilebih-lebihin. Karena Danamon Lebih Pro emang banyak lebihnya. Buka tabungan Danamon Lebih Pro sekarang.
Kesempatan paling berharga ya bisa jadi versi terbaik untuk yang tercinta. Sehat untuk selalu bersama mereka.
Kesehatan, kunci utama yang harus dijaga untuk mencapai segala yang saya impikan.
Quality time dengan cucu adalah momen yang terbaik bagi saya.
Aku paling senang kalau bisa kasih hadiah untuk orang tersayang di hari spesialnya.
dapat fasilitas eksklusif saat bisnis trip. Bikin perjalanan makin nyaman.
Kalau liburan sama anak, mereka jadi nggak harus rewel nunggu-nunggu.
Bisa bahagiakan istri menikmati pemandangan Gunung Fuji jadi kenangan yang sangat berarti.
Super happy bisa nikmati heli tour bareng keluarga. Momen yang precious sekali untuk kami.
Kami mengerti, aspirasi dalam tiap generasi punya keistimewaannya sendiri. Danamon Privilege, menjaga setiap generasi, menjaga setiap...
We are still waiting for the incoming questions. If you have any questions on the material covered, you can put your questions on the chat box and I will read the question. Okay, there's a questions from Pak Kresna from Mandiri Sekuritas. Thank you, Pak Kresna, for the questions. The question is, how is industry liquidity trend today in management's observation? And how does management view industry liquidity trend could be in the second half of 2025? We would like to have the BOD to answer the questions.
Thank you for the questions. Siapa ini ya? Pak Krishna Partogi, Huta Barat. So, if you look at the statistic of Bank Indonesia, the alat liquid, the total, you know, alat liquid in the statistic, actually the liquidity is ample, right? So even the number increased from during the COVID. That's fact number one. Having said that, fact number two, the competitions, you know, among banks about this deposit still very, what do you call it, very tough. That's why even though the central bank reduced the BI rate, I think it's for the third times this year, the transfer to the our lending rate, the transfer of the lower lending rate still takes some time. So, to answer your question, we see the liquidity has no problem. We are confident, and I think central bank have done a good job. However, to translate into the lower lending rate, I think still take a while. Right? Maybe another 2 months to get the full effect of the whatever the BI rate reductions. And then what is the other questions? Yeah, I think that's our observation so far. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paolo, for your answer. We are still waiting for another questions. You may type your questions on the chat box. Okay, so there's another one questions from Pak Bobby from Mandiri Sekuritas. Thank you, Pak Bobby, for the questions. To kick off the Q&A session, could you elaborate the reasonings of a meaningful decline in credit costs in first half 25? Considering the current macro and purchasing power condition, are we confident enough to withstand future NPL formation? How is the recent trend of NPL formation in the past 4-5 quarters?
Hi, Pak Bobby. Okay, this is Dadi from Risk Management, basically. Yeah, so the reasons for the decline in credit costs, basically was the good quality of our portfolio. So our loan portfolio, especially in the remaining businesses other than Adira, has actually seen better assets quality, I would say, compared to, like, let's say the even 2 years ago. So the improvement has continued. So even though, I would say that, as you can probably see from our NPL ratio, right? So then this translates to the credit cost, to the lower credit cost, basically. So Adira, as you are probably aware of, in line with the softening of the auto sector, and also, I believe, in line with the performance of other consumer finance companies, I think, in their case, the credit cost is still at an elevated level compared to their historical standards. However, if we compare their credit cost with 2024, it's been on an improving trend. So that's basically the reason for the decline in the credit cost, basically. Your other question is are we confident? Okay. Yeah, we believe that at the moment, we've been growing relatively cautiously. So although, we've been growing at in the previous years, at low double digit, or in this case, this year, in the first half at 6%, but we've been growing cautiously, so that we believe that our NPL level should be relatively well maintained in the in the near future. You're also looking at the 2025 and 2026. In terms of credit cost, I don't think we can continue the declining trend. I believe this is basically more or less the bottom, but we also do not foresee an increase, basically. So that's basically a guidance that I can share. I also see more question, relating to loan write-off. I think that I can probably answer. I think the question is from Pak Andre. Yeah. So loan write-off in 2025 in first second quarter compared to compared to the 2020. Sorry, in the first quarter, it is basically comparable. So it's not like it doesn't it didn't increase, or it didn't also it wasn't like it didn't go down significantly. So basically, it remains very much flat. So in the first quarter and the second quarter. So that's from me, Marcella.
Yeah, thank you, Pak Dadi. The second questions from Pak Andre Wijaya is, what is the loan growth driver in second half of 2025?
Mana ini ya tadi ya?
The question is from Pak
Okay.
Andre Wijaya.
So I'm going to answer this question from Pak Andre together with the Vera Yap from Benis. So the overall banks BDI year to date consolidation we grow single digit. I think it's around 6 to 7% on the top line. That consists of the bank only, which is the corporate banking EBFI, the SME banking, the consumer banking. That's grow basically double digit, and being offsetted by the two-wheeler and four-wheeler from Adira, right? Consolidated because slightly lower than plan. So overall, that track down the growth rate. The segment to grow still because we look. Demand of the two and four wheelers still weak for this year, so we will be rely on the banking side and mostly from the corporate and the SME banking. I think that's that will be the driver. About the ecosystem, not only we relying on the Japanese ecosystem and automotive ecosystem, but also we are not expanding the ecosystem. The way we structure the Danamon, we consist of the 11 region all over Indonesia. Then we now introducing what so-called region-based ecosystem. We ask the branches to reach out to our group companies to grow both funding and lending. For example, we have Zurich, right, as our partners, or yeah, we have a small investment in Zurich that the Mitra, which is the what do you call it? Let's say auto body shop or body repair from the Suri, which is in the past not 100% banking with us. Now we're asking all the region to reach out. The automotive related, like the tire selling, the accessories. We also ask them to reach out. So yes, the answer is yes. The ecosystem remain intact. We even expand to the group. Danamon, as the Pak Ejima, our president and director, mentioned in the beginning, that we want to grow by group, right? So financial group to grow. Yeah, Dadi, you want to add something?
No, Pak. Thank you.
Thank you, Hongo. Let me add a few more points.
Yeah.
In my presentation slide, there were four business engines, as Hongo explained. Large corporate segment, SME, consumer, and Adira Finance. This Adira Finance part, we in the past we relied on Adira only, but in the future of financial holding company concept, within next 12 months, it will become the Mandala Finance, got into this umbrella, also Home Credit Indonesia, etc. So this merged finance segment, hopefully, even if the Adira Finance top line is seeing some declining trend in terms of loan growth, hopefully, with including other entities, we are able to make up. Also, as for business lines, hopefully, the cycle of loan growth will be different, so that although Adira is minus this time, but banking segment, we are seeing a stronger growth. Vice versa, if the automotive market is gradually catching up in the near future, hopefully Adira, Mandala Finance, they will make up so that even if the banking segment is relatively weak, we are able to show growth as a financial group one. So those are something we are expecting to grow as a one financial group.
Okay, thank you, Pak Hongo and Pak Ejima, for your answer. And also, thank you, Pak Andre and Bu Vera, for your questions. We have another questions from Ibu Pos Marito. The first question is, with CAR at 25.9%, are there plans for capital deployment? dividend enhancements or another acquisition? If yes, what companies or segments would Danamon be interested in? I think we answered the first questions first before we go to the next question.
Thank you for the questions, Post-Marito Pakpahan. The policy of the Danamon and MUFG as our holding company, the commitment to invest in Indonesia is always there, right? So the appetite to invest always there. The one of the proof, the MUFG even together with Danamon even form Garuda Fund, right, to invest in the startup company in Indonesia. That to show that the appetite is always there. Given the situations, of course, you know, we are not going to recklessly invest. And there are a couple of the target, I have to say, now being under microscope and under discussion. I cannot disclose the name, but still, the segment and the company as a of course, related to the financial, because you cannot invest in the manufacturer, for example. So just a clue, there are a couple of companies that being discussed and being under our microscope. Then the strategic outlook post Adira and Mandala consolidations. So like Pak Ijima explained, the legal deal one will be 1st of October. We got the approval already, both to merge Adira and Mandala. The benefit, right, we don't need to wait until the legal merger. At the moment MUFG announced they are buying Mandala, you know, the following months we got the benefit already, which is the cost of fund of Mandala reduced by, I think, at least 200 basis points. So that's the obvious benefit. The synergy between the Adira and Mandala, I think Pak Made will explain in different time, maybe because I just have a meeting today to disclose how to do the legal merger, the operation merger, how we're going to consolidate all the process improvement and all, including the how to deploy, redeploy all the human resources of these two, Adira and Mandala. And definitely, there's going to be some synergy. The timeline and the expectation, yeah. So the synergy and the benefit start not only now, but start when the MUFG announced they're owning Mandala. So the benefits are already there, especially from the financing cost. The rest will follow. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pak Honggo, for answering the questions. We have another questions from Pak Bobby. The first question is, with the potential merger between MUFG and BDMN, your total capital perhaps could exceed BBNI's. Would you be more aggressive in tapping corporate segment? In doing so from 100 points, how much can you attribute your future corporate loan growth through the expansion of numbers of clients? And how much can you attribute to the expansion of current lending facilities to existing clients? Or do you have any other strategies, perhaps using capital to build transaction banking franchise, etc.? What is management's grand plan in utilizing this excess capital?
Thank you, Pak Bobby. I don't think I can answer this straightforward. Yeah, we never announce officially or formally about the merger between Danamon and MUFG brands. As the one of the foreign bank, we got the privilege to have branches because we are one of the first foreign bank opening in Indonesia. If you ask me whether internally we exercise several options, of course, from time to time, we look at the do some exercise. But at this point, we cannot say yes or no, because all still on the paper that, you know, we are doing the exercise. I don't think we ever announced that we are going to merger between MUFG and Danamon. And then question number two, the risk perspective, do we have certain guidelines on a sector that we are seeking more exposure? I think Daddy and Thomas, you better take the question number two. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Pak Honggo. Thank you, Pak Bobby. Yeah. So on the, you know, on the sectors that that we have, you know, appetite to grow more, you know, these are basically, you know, I don't think, you know, because you're actually emphasizing the sectors that are currently underserved, right, by Danamon. I think we do not currently have any, like, let's say, you know, sectors that we previously, you know, underserved, you know, because, like, let's say, you know, we had certain reservation of appetite, you know, and then suddenly, not suddenly, and then now we believe that we should actually expand our appetite on those sectors. But, you know, as far as the sectors that we, you know, would like to, let's say, limit our exposures, you know, basically, you know, it remains the same sectors, you know, so there are certain sectors where because of, like, let's say, you know, environmental concerns, right, you know, we do have a preference not to expand our appetite to, but, you know, this is something that is, you know, generally shared among, you know, by other banks also. And obviously, you know, with the weakening of, like, let's say, in the auto sector, for example, right, you know, so it's not that we are reducing our exposure to the auto sector, you know, automotive ecosystem remains, you know, our priority, right, you know, remains our, so it's not that we are reducing our exposure or anything, but we are more cautious, basically. So in terms of, you know, how we select our customers, how we acquire our customers, how we actually consider to expand exposures to certain customers, we are much more cautious. So that's basically how I can, you know, what I can share with you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Padadi, for the answer. So we will wait for another 2 minutes. So if you have any last questions, you may drop your questions on the chat box. Since there are no more incoming questions, then we will close the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, the respected investors and analysts, once again, thank you for taking part in the PT Bank Danamon Indonesia TBK's financial result for first half 2025. For any further interest and questions, please do not hesitate to reach us through our investor relations mailbox at investor.relations@danamon.co.id. See you at the next Danamon's corporate event. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.